Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Welcome to Trump's funhouse mirror view of Washington. He's blasting away at two critical Senate Republican votes. He's in a quiet war with the powerful Senate Majority Leader and is taking a staunch and some would say irreversible position on keeping the government open, threatening a shutdown 1 month before funding runs dry. Trump has certainly changed the contours of the presidency. He doesn't conform to political norms, he brushes off drama in his ranks, and rankles players on the world stage.
Back at home, Trump seems to have a contorted view of a few fundamental political realities. He's operating with an extraordinarily thin majority in the Senate, seems intent on poking key senators in the eye like Jeff Flake and John McCain, Dean Heller, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, and Susan Collins of Maine. He's in a prolonged battle with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who he could never push out, he can't even weaken, and whose support he needs to get anything done. He's threatening a government shutdown over a border wall he will likely not be able to build. And he's been unrelenting in his criticism of Democrats and disinterested of doing anything to bring them into the fold.
Anyone who spent more than a minute observing or participating in our legislative politics would describe Trump's moves as some combination of self-defeating, illogical, and misguided. That's not to say the White House is doing nothing right. Top Trump aides are still in touch with Hill leadership aides to ensure the government doesn't jump off the rails. There still remains a glimmer of hope for some kind of tax reform effort to get off the ground, but the president's bizarre view of governing is not helping.
Alex Eisenstadt was in Phoenix for us covering Trump's speech where the president put the Republican Party on notice. He implicitly attacked two GOP senators in their home state, threatened to shut down the government over that border wall, and demanded senators kill the filibuster. Trump spent more than a half an hour skewering the media, which he accused of misrepresenting his comments after Charlottesville. Josh Dossie has the scoop on that border wall and how Trump has been telling senior White House officials he would do whatever it takes to get that money in the government funding bill next month. By the way, Trump did not pardon former County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, but he hinted he will. He said, "I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine."
The New York Times is reporting on the tense relationship between Mitch McConnell and Trump. Alex Burns and JMART report that the two haven't spoken in weeks, and McConnell has privately expressed uncertainty whether Trump will be able to salvage his administration after a number of crises this summer. CNN is reporting that Trump and McConnell last spoke during an angry phone call that turned into a screaming match, with Trump venting his frustrations about the congressional investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and Congress's Russia sanctions bill.
One question for the White House: when will Trump go to Afghanistan? Former President Barack Obama went to Baghdad on April 7, 2009, just 2 months into his presidency. When will Trump visit troops in what's now America's longest war? Meanwhile, the Washington Post Bob Costa and Phil Rucker report that military leaders are consolidating power in the Trump administration. High military officials have repeatedly won arguments in the West Wing. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the U.S. Navy is relieving the three-star commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet in Japan after a number of incidents in the Pacific.
And in the juice, we've got Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson last night at Mirabel, along with a number of others, including Nina Totenberg, Chris Wallace, and Marty Baron in a private room. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.